My dearest Christian friends, I have a small confession. I'm not much of a morning person. It takes me a while to get up and get going. If you're not a morning person, maybe you can understand this a little bit, that when you run into people who genuinely are, it's annoying. Let me explain. I remember growing up, not wanting to get out of bed, not feeling any reason to want to, taking a good hour before the grogginess finally went away. And the first thing that you hear in the morning when you walk back to your parents is, "Good morning!" Rise and shine! It's time to get up! I don't want to rise and shine. I have no reason to rise and shine. Maybe you can sympathize with that a little bit too. You ever had those mornings, those days, those weeks, those months where you don't see any reason to actually get out of bed? Why would I want to? What am I going to accomplish? Everything's going wrong anyway. Really? Get up and try? Get up and do it again? What am I going to truly contribute to the day and to the world? I might as well just stay here. Maybe you can understand having those depressing and bad days where everything's going wrong and everything seems hard. And yet, in the midst of it, we're supposed to rise and shine and be ready to serve. It's like the coach that tells you, what do you do when you get knocked down? You get up. You show them what you got. As we take a look at our Old Testament lesson today, God's kind of saying that. What are you going to do when you get knocked down? When you feel like you've got nothing left? When you don't know if you have anything you can truly contribute to the world? It's God who is saying, rise and shine and show the world what you've got. Show them what you have. He told that to the kingdom of Israel. As far as they were concerned, they had nothing to give. They had nothing to rise and shine for. They had been knocked down over and over again. And as the section of Isaiah shows up that we're looking at now, really what you see is the people of Israel huddled on the floor, just trying to exist. They're down at the feet of their God, and you know it was God who had knocked them down there. Because before this, he had announced the Babylonian captivity, that time that was probably the worst in Israel's history. Because of their rebellion and because of their sin, God was going to destroy them. They would be no more. He'd haul them off to slavery. You can imagine the people of Israel huddled as a mass at the feet of God, weeping and saying, I've got nothing to give. And then all of a sudden, here's Isaiah speaking with the authority of God as he says, rise and shine. And I'm going to tell you how you can and why you have to. The same goes for you today. If you figure, when it comes to service to God in this world, that I've got nothing to give, I am broken and I am beaten, and what good could I be? Your God tells you, rise and shine. It's time to show the world what you've got. Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 60, says this: arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is dawning upon you. Here's the how. How is it that I can rise and shine? How is it that I can show the world anything? I have nothing to give, and yet our God tells us exactly what we have. The glory of the Lord is dawning upon you. Your light has come into the world. We don't rise and shine with our own glory. We don't rise and shine with our own might. We rise and shine with the dawning of Christ, the light of the world. God's own Son who has come into this world. That's the light that we shine with. You've had those mornings where, in fact, if the world were to look at me, they would see the worst of sinners. They'd see the one who's not worthy to bring forth anything good into this world, especially not to announce the birth of a Savior. How can I be the one that points the world to Christ? They're going to take one look at me and they're going to turn away. Especially when we come to truly face to face and come to grips with our own sin. I think we have to acknowledge and admit just how broken we are. And when we realize that, and when you go through those moments where you go, I am a broken sinner who is not worthy to be God's servant. I am a broken person who has nothing good to offer. We figure, God, you can do better than me. Find somebody else. He says, I'm not asking you to shine with your own perfection. I realize you can't do that. None of you can. It doesn't work that way. But your light has come. The glory of the Lord is rising upon you. So rise up and shine with His glory. And he continues, look, darkness covers the earth and deep darkness covers the peoples, but the Lord will dawn upon you and His glory will be seen over you. Nations will walk to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Here's the why. You know how, it's God's glory, but why? Because this world is filled with darkness. Deep darkness is over the earth and over the peoples. We live in a world that is ignorant to the truth of God's Word. We live in a world that walks around in the darkness of sin and has no idea they're blind. We live in a world that needs some light. If we leave it the way it is, without any care or any attention or any effort to let the light of Christ shine in this world, how many will be lost? How many will perish? How many will spend eternity in hell? If the Word of God does not get proclaimed, if the promise of a Savior from sin is not told, if the cross of Christ is not highlighted and seen, the world is lost because we live in a world of darkness and it's over everyone. Satan succeeded so well at his plan, at his lie, at his deceit to get the world to be blind to the truth of who God is, a merciful and a loving Savior. He succeeded at it. Darkness covers the world. It's like the world has blinders on and they can't see the truth. So what are you going to do? This is why you have to shine. It's why the glory of Christ needs to be seen. Because the world is filled with such darkness. And there comes in again. Choose someone else. If I'm supposed to be light in a dark world, all I'm going to do is contribute to the darkness. It's at moments like these where God looks at us as broken people and we have to come to realize what He truly means and says. You are the ones who have to shine in this world because you are broken. Does that seem strange to you? God didn't call perfect people. Even if He had wanted to, He wouldn't have found any. But that's not how He works. A lot of times we get into our mind that God works in these big glorious events, in these miracles. And yet, even though there are some of them there, that's not where God's greatest work is seen. Is He born with big fanfare? Fireworks? He's born in a barn. Does He save the world through some great, tremendous, amazing feat of strength? He dies on a cross. God does not show Himself in these huge, wonderful, glorious, majestic moments, even though they truly are true, glorious, majestic moments. That's not how they appear to the world. They're moments of weakness, proclaimed by broken people. Because He didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners. Why does He say that we are the perfect people to be the ones to bring this light into the world? Our lens is broken. But he says, I'm not sending you out to speak to people who are any different than you. If the world is covered in deep darkness, if the rest of the world is broken too, what are they going to do when they see someone who, as far as they can tell, is perfect? Well, I've already failed there. They may have been able to succeed, but I can't. I'll never be able to show the same kind of poise and perfection that they have. So they tell me I'm supposed to follow Jesus. They're on a completely different level. If we were truly perfect in what we did, that would be exactly what is seen. Our perfection. But that's not what we shine forth with. Not our own light. The light of Christ. Shining forth from those who needed it more than anyone else. So that when the world sees a bunch of broken people who say, I have been fixed by the Lord, well then maybe it's for them too. Maybe this light of Christ that dawns within our lives is meant for them. For a world that is in darkness and a world that has been lost. God says, I work through those moments of weakness. I work through you. How amazing and glorious that is. You take a look at Scripture and you see some of the people who have proclaimed the message. Our second reading was from Paul. Paul talking about himself. He even comes right out and he says, the least of all the saints, and yet elected to be the missionary to the Gentiles. You take a look at some of those main historical figures in the Old Testament. People like King David. They're not perfect. God doesn't call us to be perfect to be able to proclaim. He calls us to be forgiven and made perfect in the blood of Christ. So that we can proclaim the message to a darkened world. Isaiah says the results of that. As we continue to proclaim that message, this is what will happen. Look up, look all around and see. All of them have been gathered. They are coming to you. Your sons will come from far away, and people will carry your daughters on their side. They will look and be radiant. Your heart will race with excitement and burst with joy, for great riches from the sea will be delivered to you. The wealth of the nations will come to you. Caravans of camels will cover your land. Young camels from Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba will come. They will carry gold and incense, and they will announce the good news of the praise of the Lord. Do you see the result now? He gives us how, and He gives us why, and He says what will happen. The world will be gathered to that beacon of light, like a moth to a flame. There will be an attraction there, because if the world is steeped in darkness, when they see something that is different, they want to know about it. When we can live our lives of faith in this darkened world and say, I don't need to give myself over to grief like the rest of the world because I have the promise of a Savior. I don't need to be lost in my own sin because I have been forgiven in Christ. When we live that, when that is not just what we say, but who we are, the world sees it. Because when the light of Christ shines, it gets noticed. And the world flocks to it. That's what he says will happen. They'll come from far off. Your sons and your daughters, they will come. And they'll want to know more. There's a reference here, and maybe you saw it, to the wise men who come. Because it even talks about from Sheba, they will come with gold and with incense. And we think about the wise men coming from the east with their gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We see them coming and giving the best that they have to this Savior King, who is their Savior as well. And it reinforces the whole theme of Epiphany. The whole reason why we celebrate the Epiphany is because God is the Savior not just of the Jews, but of all people. He's the Savior of the nations, and that means you. That means me. That means the wise men and those who come from far off. The wise men never would have known about who God was and what he had done if people had not written it down so that they could find it. If the prophets had never spoken the words that God gave to them, they would have never known. In fact, if it hadn't been for the people God used and worked through, no one would ever have known. Are you understanding why God tells you now, arise and shine? There's a reason. There's a reason he wants us to know without any doubt whatsoever that Christ is our Savior and our sin has been removed. But there's a reason why he says, now get up and show the world what you've got, not your capability. Show them what you have, a Savior from sin, forgiveness and life. Rise up and shine when you're broken and defeated, because I will be your strength. So that the world may know and see the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, and that they may be gathered from all over the world, from all nations, to hear the message of salvation that is for them as well. Isaiah spoke to a defeated people. In fact, their true defeat hadn't even come yet. It was several years still before it would even be there. And yet, here he speaks to a people who have to rise up and shine with the glory of the Lord because the world is filled with darkness. Not much has changed in those several thousand years. We still live in a world covered in darkness. We still live in a world where Satan works so very hard to make sure people never know who Jesus truly is. So God says, rise up and shine with the glory of the Lord, that the nations may see their Savior and have that same promise that we have of forgiveness and life. Amen.